Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I am Alfred for Redmen TV. Liverpool have just lost 4-1 at the Etihad Stadium in their return to Premier League action after the international break. I came here not expecting Liverpool to win. I knew it was a long shot. I came here hoping Liverpool could do something. But today, I think the second half especially, you saw the difference in class on the football pitch between these two sides. Man City may not be at their best this season, but they are still considerably better on the pitch than Liverpool Football Club at this moment in time. I thought we started off the game quite slow, but we grew more into it. I mean, Salah's goal is absolutely incredible. The technique of that finish is brilliant. And you thought to yourself, oh, here we go. You know, Liverpool, just stay solid, work the counter-attack. We've got them here. We've got a solution, a way to win, a way to get something out of the game. And there was two big moments in that first half that didn't really go Liverpool's way. The first one is our own mistake. Salah's through. I think Harvey Elliott puts a ball through into Salah. He's one-on-one with Jack Grealish. He's got Jota making a run inside, and I think he chooses the wrong option. And instead of going for it alone, he tries to pass it and Grealish intercepts it. That should be 2-0. You've got to be clinical when you're against Manchester City. We weren't in that moment. And the knock-on effect from that was City went down the other end and made it 1-1. Brilliant passage of play, not much you can say about it. That is City. City can do that to absolutely any team. He did against us for their first goal. Not much you can say. It was just a really, really well-worked goal. I thought Grealish was having us off all game, to be honest. But you know what? You still felt at 1-1. Here are Liverpool on the counter. You can really have a go. You're still in the game. And Rodri gets a yellow card for stopping a counter-attack. 2 minutes later, he does the exact same thing when we're on the counter-attack and doesn't get the second yellow. People can argue about this all day long. I thought it was a second yellow stood in the stands. People have more, you know, views and angles of it and can rewatch it many more times than me. I thought it was a second yellow. I thought he should have been off. Maybe that changes the game. I'm not too sure. City was still far the better side on the day. But that decision didn't go for us. They kept Rodri on the pitch. But you know, it went to half time 1-1, and I still thought Liverpool, you know, could get something out of the game. We looked like every time we attacked, we were opening them up a little bit, but the problem was we were still vulnerable at the back, and City were having a lot of chances. And in the second half, it was Mendy boys, wasn't it? We got absolutely toyed with, played with. The difference of class was there to be seen. Liverpool, once again, when they're under pressure, they crumble, they fall to pieces. City scored within the first minute of the second half, and we never got back from there. It really knocked our confidence, and we couldn't get back on track, and that really cost us. Annoying, but it's the Liverpool I've seen all year. We conceded goals after, you know, a whistle's been blown far too many times, and it happened once again. And to round it up, City were just better on the day. The second half, they shown their class. They had a second gear that they could go into, and Liverpool couldn't compete. The mentality in that second half from Liverpool was absolutely atrocious, but here we are, not new, it's this season. I can't finish the video off though without calling out what is one of the lowest moments I've felt in a football stadium, and that was when Rodri didn't get a second yellow card and all our players were asking for second yellow cards. The ringing of Always the Victim around that stadium was the worst I've ever heard. I have heard that song be sung to us far too many times. It's constant now, but that is the worst I've heard it. All four sides of the stadium, it was ringing in my ears. It was the worst I've ever heard of it. It needs stopping. It need Liverpool, the Premier League, Man City, come out and condemn it. You need to do something about it. It's deteriorating people's mental health. I can't stand it listening to it, and it's appalling, but I cannot imagine what it's like with the actual families. But yeah, I'll leave it at that. A game which was an advert for Liverpool in the first half, but it was overshadowed by that moment. So yeah, until the next one, the Reds.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.